You're listening to SBS News.
New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani led a new generation of Democrat victories this week with his victory over the old guard and Andrew Cuomo. Mr. Mamdani, the first Muslim to be elected mayor of the biggest U.S. city, defeated the former Democrat governor Andrew Cuomo, who ran as an independent after losing the nomination to Mamdani earlier in the year. Mr. Cuomo, who resigned as governor 4 years ago after sexual harassment allegations that he has denied, painted Mr. Mamdani as a radical leftist whose proposals were unworkable and dangerous. Mr. Mamdani himself has proposed raising taxes on corporations and the wealthy to pay for ambitious policies such as rent freezes, free childcare, and free city buses. But like other winning candidates from the off-year elections, Mr. Mamdani focused intensely on economic issues, particularly the cost of living, an issue that helped propel US President Donald Trump to the White House last year, but has remained top of mind for voters. In this episode of Weekend One-on-One, we hear from Eric Gander, who's the chair of the Department of Communications at New York's Baruch College.
The mayor of New York is sworn in at the beginning of January. He serves obviously a 4-year term. He has to work with the city council, and the city council in New York is overwhelmingly Democratic, so that will be easy. He also has to work with the governor of New York, who is obviously a Democrat, so that will be relatively easy.
What was behind Mamdani's success?
I do think social media was incredibly important for Mamdani. If you actually watched his TikTok videos but particularly his TikTok videos, he really has mastered that form. He comes across as witty and funny and relaxed. In one, he's kicking a soccer ball around. So he's clearly appealing to a generation that is aspirational. And one of the ideas that he repeats all the time in some of his videos is, why can't we do this?
How likely is he to be able to achieve all those economic savings for New Yorkers?
So there are several major issues in terms of affordability and quality of life that Mamdani campaigned on. And the question is, how many of these, if any, will he be able to deliver on? So there's affordable housing. And again, I don't know that he will be able to do much about that. Fast and free buses. He liked to use this example that, you know, in other cities like places like in, I believe, Salem or some city in Oregon, they did this. Well, that's not New York. So I doubt that he'll be able to do much about that. Universal childcare is a very interesting idea that Mamdani has. That Bill de Blasio also made very much a centerpiece of his mayoralship. And I think that is, I think there's a possibility of definitely expanding that.
There have been accusations that the business world won't welcome the new mayor.
I think that particular fear, again, the idea that a quote-unquote Democratic socialist mayor is going to make the city inhospitable for Wall Street, I think that is genuine, is very much overblown. I think that New York is the financial capital of the world. I think it will remain that way. I think that people who want to invest and want to be here will still come. And I think at the end of the day, if Mamdani is smart, he will try to work with that very important constituency in New York, because that is where a lot of the tax base comes from.
He's promised affordable housing.
I don't think that you're going to find affordable housing popping up everywhere in the next year or two. So New York is not going to be the paradise that Mamdani wants it overnight, and the President Trump will use that to his effect in campaigning, in helping campaigns for folks running in 2026. So yes, he can do that. What he can do materially with respect to the city is hard to say. He did cancel an important project, an infrastructure project that amounted to an infrastructure project for New Jersey and New York, and he has the ability to do that, and that could cause some pain for New Yorkers in the short term. But I think what he will do is what President Trump will do is just ratchet up his rhetoric and his criticism of Mamdani.